We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside the
Hill with a two-hand stop.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We have made it to March, a sacred month in college hoops and UCLA basketball, looking to play a huge part in the postseason equation. Welcome into the Bruin Insider Show with the great Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are running that three-man weave for you for the next hour. You can follow us on social media on Twitter. Tracy is at Real Tracy Murray, Nick N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. The game plan here for the next hour, it is very highly involved with UCLA basketball. A lot of different content for you, from looking back at the Bruins games against the Mountain Schools last week, the win against Utah, the loss on the road against Colorado, to the two contests that are in front of us this week, Oregon tomorrow, USC this weekend. Plus, what do you think this Bruins team needs to let go of? What can they fine tune as far as a team before they get to next week and the Pac-12 Conference Tournament? We'll discuss that in length as well. We also have an interview with Jalen Clark, who, Nick, they say he's a freshman, but there is nothing on the court that indicates that he's a first-year guy.
No, he has looked so comfortable out there, especially on the defensive end. That's his forte.
He has looked right at home defending some of the best guys in the Pac-12. So excited for the opportunity to talk to him. We're also going to chat with a couple guys on the men's volleyball team, Adam Parks, Cole Kaczynski. They're having a nice start to their season. And speaking of UCLA basketball, the women's team, it's March for them. They're heading to Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament this weekend. So we're going to tell you everything you need to know for the Bruins in Vegas coming up.
But first, on the other side, Tracy Murray will join us as we look back at the Bruins' 1-1 record last week. What went wrong against Colorado? What can Mick Cronin and the Bruins learn from that contest as to not repeat it moving forward? That discussion coming up right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We flash back to Saturday and UCLA basketball on the road in Boulder, and they lose to Colorado 70-61. And it is a contest where if you missed the first 34 minutes of the game, it was pretty even. You didn't really miss a whole lot, but the final six, that was the chunk where it got away from UCLA. There were an avalanche of turnovers that took place, including six in the final 6 minutes or so. You also saw Cody Riley foul out, McKinley Wright, 26 points for the Buffaloes, a season high for him as he was getting everything going offensively, from nailing the three to backing down in the lane and scoring over Tiger Campbell. And Mick Cronin said it like this afterwards: we played too much individual-minded basketball down the stretch. The guys got out of control, and that led to turnovers. Tracy Murray, as we welcome you into the program, thank you so much for being here. When you think about it, and you hear guys after this game saying, yeah, we panicked, we got worried about what's going to happen, and so we try to do things on our own, how do you avoid that kind of play from clouding what could have been a Bruin win just as easily on the road?
Well, you have to first realize what you are. Look in the mirror and be truthful with yourself. These guys are not good enough by themselves to take over a game and just carry everybody on their shoulders. They're very good when they're together and they're playing together. They're making the extra pass. They're setting good screens for each other. Defensively, they're on a string and they're helping each other. Individually, there's not, in my opinion, an NBA player on this roster currently. So they have to understand where they are individually so as a team they can work as a well-oiled machine.
In addition to the offensive issues at the end of that game, the defense in the second half didn't quite do what it did in that first half. I thought in the first half they held Colorado in check pretty well. They're really good on the defensive glass. But in that second half, Colorado shot 55% from the floor. They got to the free throw line a lot more. And it felt like they were able to get inside position with their bigs. Evan Batty shot 9 free throws. And they found more driving lanes. Tracy, what adjustments did you see from them in the second half?
What I saw was McKinley Wright, period. He was 10 of 16 from the floor. He was 2 of 3 from 3. And 3 is not his strong suit, and he was 2 of 3 from there. He missed a couple of free throws, 4 of 6. He had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. And, you know, 1 block and 1 steal and, you know, 26 points. With his 26 points, it enabled him to be aggressive, be the aggressor. And now he's breaking Tiger Campbell down every time, and he's either scoring or he's getting in the lane creating, if not the direct assist, the hockey assist for somebody else because everybody's in scramble mode, help defend it. Now, you know, your Evan Batty's get fouled. Your Swartz and Parquet get open shots. Jeriah Holmes got a couple of buckets. De Silva got a couple of buckets. These guys get buckets because McKinley Wright is scoring the basketball and he's aggressive at getting around. So That was the problem. If Tiger Campbell can't keep a guard in front of him, then it's going to be this type of performance.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. That's the voice of Tracy Murray. I'm Brian Fenley. It seemed, guys, like McKinley Wright was playing this game like he was salty from what happened last time UCLA took on Colorado in Boulder a season ago when the Bruins, on national television, stampeded back to victory on senior night for CU and totally tarnished that experience. And it was right now as a senior himself saying, I don't want that to happen again. After the game, it was noted that CU guys got stops 8 of the last 10 UCLA possessions. And I have to say that one of the lone bright spots here for UCLA, Tracy, had to be the play of Jalen Clark. We finally saw him get more invested in the offensive fold. He had a career high of 10 points. He was diving on loose balls. He was jumping out of bounds to save possession, throwing it off of a Buffalo player. He was doing everything on the court and received a lot of praise from Mick Cronin after the game. What do you think a performance like this does for not just him, but for how Mick Cronin wants to use more of him moving forward?
Well, the key to Jalen Clark is to understand where he can be effective at. Know that he's not going to get 10 to 15 shots a game. Know that he's not going to have free reign and green light to shoot three-point shots or create offense. He's got to get his off the offensive board or off a penetration and a pitch to where he's either cutting back door to finish or he has a wide-open jump shot like he hit that game that was like right there on the three-point line. He's not going to be the creator. He's not going to be the focal point. Once he understands that and continues to bring his great defense to the – that's his A. Everybody's got to have an A to be on the floor. His defense is his A, and his offense got to catch up. So once he understands that he's going to be getting the little chippy stuff, the dirty work point, then that's when he can be on the floor for a long period of time and be trusted.
The Bruins seem to miss Cody Riley being able to stay on the floor consistently in that game. Fouled out for the second time now in these 6 games we've had that he's played without having Jalen Hill there to back him up. Without Jalen Hill, it's obviously put more on the shoulders of Cody Riley. We saw on Thursday how effective, how important he is when he's not in foul trouble and just took it to Utah. But now, Tracy, I have to imagine one of the top priorities for opposing teams has been and will continue to be attacking him and getting in foul trouble. In the 6 games he has played without Jalen Hill, he's been in foul trouble in 5 of them. What's the best way for Cody and the Bruins to help work against that and keep him on the floor?
Well, Cody's got to be smart. He hasn't been smart with his aggression and his physicality. You got to know that Evan Batty is going to bring the physicality right back to you. Now, he got Evan Batty in foul trouble at UCLA. Now, he's got to understand that it's going to be completely flipped when you go to Colorado, that you're going to have to kind of back off of it a little bit and understand that any of that tangling up physical stuff is going to go to you on the road. So he wasn't smart about that, and that's why he ended up on the bench. But moving forward, he's going to have to understand that he just can't barrel through people. He's going to have to make contact and then make a move off the first initial contact.
There were some calls in that game where Riley got called for a foul, and it was a little bit like, are you sure about that? But like you guys said, he's got to be smarter. He had only 3 shot attempts against Colorado, and Mick Cronin said after the game that that's inexcusable. We have to go to him, and they did against Utah, which was a game that took place earlier last week, which we're going to hit on in the next segment. So coming up next, the Bruins get that win against Utah. We'll look at that. So we'll do some rewind and look at that contest, but also some forward thinking, because tomorrow it's Oregon, and they have themselves in position for that Pac-12 regular season title, toe-to-toe with the Bruins. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like donating supplies to teachers for remote learning and helping give back to frontline workers across Southern California. Since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've also been helping people affected by the pandemic pay their rent and bills and help get a fruit cart business off the ground. They even helped one local resident show her appreciation to her mom on her birthday with a socially distant talent show. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
So the Bruins went 1-1 on the road last week. The loss against Colorado, which we discussed, which took place last weekend, and then earlier in the week, the Bruins rolling over the Utah Utes 76-61, and UCLA's offense. And we don't want to spend too much time on this game because it was just an all-out rout, and we have 2 huge games to discuss this week. But the Bruins against the Utes got 19 points from Jules Brunard as he led the team in scoring, and UCLA shot over 50% from the field. They were really able to surge that offense and take a sizable lead in the second half. And Utah, for the first time in program history, never attempted a free throw in that game. Mick Cronin laughed that I guess the guys wanted to get something to eat because the game ended in like an hour and a half. But I want to go right to Oregon. It's a contest that the Bruins are playing up in Eugene tomorrow at 6 p.m. And there's a whole lot on the line here. Chris Duarte, a star player for the Ducks, had this wide smile on his face after his team won on Monday against Arizona, saying we are so close to winning that Pac-12 regular season title. And if you look at it, Tracy, if Oregon wins tomorrow against UCLA, the Ducks would then take the lead over the Bruins. So there's a whole lot on the line here. It's a traffic jam between UCLA, Oregon, and USC. If you're Mick Cronin, you're thinking about trying to get a regular season title out of the Pac-12 for the first time for UCLA since 2013. How do you calm your guys down here and get them to play their best basketball tomorrow night?
Well, it's one game at a time. I mean, if you start looking forward and worrying about where you're going to be placed, then you're putting extra pressure on yourself that, honestly, this team can't handle. They just need to go out and win a game. And honestly, Oregon is smaller. They're more athletic. They're longer. Defensively, they're really good. They pressure you. They pressure you into turnovers, which leads to easy baskets. UCLA have their hands full, especially Tiger Campbell. This is another Tiger Campbell is the key. And if he can stop the point guard or if he can contain the point guard, UCLA might have a chance. It's another one of those games.
So Oregon has not really had a flow for much of this season, but they're starting to get into one now. They've won 8 of 10. They've had two separate COVID pauses where they've missed a total of 3.5 weeks of practice time, but now they seem to be hitting their stride. They've won 8 of 10. This was going to be, though, their fourth game in 6 days as they're getting all these makeup games in, perhaps something in the Bruins' favor there. Brian mentioned Chris Duarte, 17 points per game from the wing. You've got Eugene Omorui adding nearly 17 points, 5 rebounds inside. Tracy, we know why we're concerned about Oregon, but where's the spot you think maybe UCLA has an edge?
The key to the game is not even the guys that you mentioned.
Yeah.
They have Will Richardson back now. He is back from injury, and he is the reason why they go. Guard play is what wins basketball games. Will Richardson's the key. He's 6'5", he's long, he's crafty, he can shoot. His craftiness gets him to the in the middle of the paint. We can put pressure on the Bruin defense. So if they can contain him, I would even try Jalen Clark on him. You know, I mean, he's either got to be on Duarte or he's got to be on Will. If he's not on Will Richardson or Duarte, then I don't know how we're going to contain those two. He's got to try to – they got to put him on one of those two guys.
Well, Ducks head coach Dana Altman said when discussing this UCLA matchup against his Oregon team, he said it's going to be a battle on the boards and it's going to be physical. UCLA was pushed around a little bit against Colorado when you had guys like Evan Batty in there getting in there with the elbows and maybe got away with a few calls. But I feel like that's sort of going to be the mindset for Oregon. They don't have that many bigs per se, and they don't have a whole lot of bench scoring. They rely a lot on their starting five. So one of their emphasis moving forward for the Ducks is trying to establish more of a presence as far as the secondary scoring. And it's a team that, like Nick mentioned, has had to deal with several different pauses related to COVID-19. And it's unfortunate for UCLA because you think about it, they already traveled to Eugene. That game got postponed because of COVID issues dealing with the referee. Then Oregon was supposed to come to UCLA, and I believe it towards the end of January. And then Oregon had COVID-19 issues, so that got moved. UCLA now has to go back to Eugene, which will happen for a second time, and Oregon never had to come here. And Mick Cronin says, he said sort of laughingly today during a press conference that, look, I'm just hoping we play Oregon at Pauley during my tenure at UCLA's head coach. But quickly, kind of turning gears here, we've seen Oregon, Tracy, they seem in recent years to ascend towards the end of the regular season. USC has this habit, as the Bruins look forward to taking them on this coming weekend, of falling off the path a bit towards the end of the season. They've lost 3 of 4. What are you most concerned about them as Andy Enfield is their coach and trying to put these pieces together?
Well, to rewind for a second, because there was a lot there. The Oregon situation, you mentioned rebounding. They are a very good rebounding team. Duarte is 5 a game. Omarui, 5.5 a game. Figueroa, 6.5 a game. Williams Jr., 6.5 a game. And they're all 6'6". So they're not really big, but they're really active, and they do rebound. They do crash the board. So that's something that you mentioned that, yeah, they have to be worried about moving forward. That's one of the keys to the game against Oregon. But to mention USC for a second, these guys are – they go as Evan Mobley goes. And I've always said I like his talent, but I don't think he brings it every night. So it's showing up when he doesn't bring it. And I don't think Isaiah Mobley is talented enough to control a game, but Evan Mobley is. And I think everybody goes as he goes. So if it's one of those days where he don't feel like playing or don't feel like bringing it, then it rubs off on everybody else.
Yeah, they've been a little Jekyll and Hyde lately. They lose to Arizona at home. They go beat down Oregon a couple days later, and then they don't really show up on their mountain trip. But in this game, Tracy, what do you anticipate the Bruins doing defensively? They went a lot of zone without Cody Riley or Jalen Hill the first time. They do expect to have Cody Riley this time, of course. Mac Etienne has a few more weeks under his belt now. We've also seen the small lineup a few times. Do you think Cronin goes back to that zone in this game, or do they play a little more man this time around?
I think you have to do a combination of both. The thing about defense is you got to keep people off guard. If everybody knows what you're doing, they can adjust to what you're doing. So you're going to have to keep them off guard with, you know, different calls. Certain times you drop back into the zone, and other times, you know, you get man-to-man, you get up underneath them and make them uncomfortable. So I think you're going to have to do a combination of both. I think Cody Riley is you know, he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. It's crucial that he does. And this is going to be one of those games where he's going to struggle if he's trying to back Mobley in and shoot over the top. He's going to have to face him up, maybe knock down or set a good pick and get to an open spot and knock down his elbow jump shots that he's been knocking down. That can open up the rest of his game. So he's going to have to be smart in how he attacks Mobley.
As good as Evan Mobley has been, he has struggled as of late. There's a couple instances in games where he has not reached what his potential is, not even close. We'll discuss that, look at other keys to a Bruin win against the Trojans, plus other things we'd like to see UCLA basketball show themselves with and what they can portray as they look ahead eventually to the conference tournament. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key, with Nick Diva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Diva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Diva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextdiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
I think guard perimeter defense for UCLA is going to bode very well for them, how strong they are in that department moving into the Pac-12 tournament. But that is also going to be on display. They're going to get a really big challenge in that department against USC because they like to rely on their three ball. The problem is for the Trojans, guys, recently during this stretch where they've lost three out of the last four, they've been atrocious from downtown. Against Utah, the Trojans went 2 of 13. Ethan Anderson had 19 points in the last meeting against UCLA, which was several weeks ago. That guy has only made three threes in the next seven games. Taj Eady, another guard player for USC, has struggled. And Tracy, Evan Mobley against Utah, he has struggled mightily. I hope Mick Cronin looks at the tape of the Utah matchup against Mobley, because the Bruins could find some ways to take care of him and contain him.
Well, I mean, you have to look at, you can only watch so much tape, but you have to understand what you have on your team. You don't have the same pieces that Utah have. You have what you have. You're not as tall. You're not as long. You're not as athletic. Utah has the big young kid in the middle, and he poses a problem. He had a big game against UCLA. He's able to pull Mobley outside, shoot a jump shot. Now he's not inside the block shot. Now he's being tested laterally instead of physically on the inside, where he can, his length can be a problem. Cody Riley is a different player than that kid. So, you know, you can look at tape all day. It's going to come down to Taj Eady and Tiger Campbell. Because if Eady is able to, you know, it's on tape. Everybody attacks Tiger. So if he attacks Tiger like he did that first game, the Andersons of the world, they're going to get wide open shots. These are like drill shots that they're getting. You know, there's nobody within 5 feet to pressure their jump shot when there's a blow by. So Tiger's got to find a way to keep Eady under control, or else they're going to have the same type of shots that they were getting the first half of the first game.
Well, the Bruins, I'm sure, would like to have a really solid offensive performance similar to the one we saw against Utah when they had their best 3-point shooting night of the season, going 58%. And, Tracy, I feel like when the guys coming off the bench like David Singleton and Jake Kyman can come in and knock down a couple shots from the outside, it really seems to just give the offense a boost. It seems to open things up and help the Bruins get into a better rhythm. Do you feel me on that? Are you buying that a little bit? I'd like to see some of these bench guys be able to come in and get a little more involved in these next couple games.
Once again, you're talking about two people who cannot create their own shot. Everything is relied on Tiger Campbell to set the table for him. Tiger Campbell is so important to this team. You win and lose based on his performance, defensively as well as offensively. If he's aggressive and he's scoring the ball and he's able to get by the defender and draw a bunch of guys, he's really good at finding people wide open to knock down shots. But if he's not scoring, the driving lanes are not going to open up and the passing lanes are not going to open up. And Singleton and Kyman's man are going to be right next to him, and they cannot do anything to get their shots off. Johnny Juzang is the only guy that can really, on a consistent basis, get his shot off. So that's what you're looking at. That's what the offensive makeup is of the Bruins right now, until they get some guys in here through recruiting that can create their own shots.
Mick Cronin said it's on him to get guys like Singleton and Kyman going offensively. Tracy Murray, we know that when you played, it didn't take much for you to get going offensively. Thank you so much, Tracy. We will hear you on the call tomorrow with Josh Lewin, tip-off at 6 p.m.
Thanks a lot, guys. Go Bruins.
Take care, Tracy.
Thanks, Tracy. And coming up next, he's a freshman, it says on his bio at UCLA, but Jalen Clark plays nothing like it on the court. Our conversation with him is next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball coach Mick Cronin has such fondness for his freshman and Jalen Clark that Cronin said if he could clone Clark, he would happily do that. Clark joins us now, just a freshman, but so much more advanced as a basketball player and as a human being than his first year. Jalen, I look at your bio on UCLA's athletics page, and I almost have to do a double take because I just can't believe that you are a first-year player because there is nothing that you do on the court that signals you're a freshman, from your intelligence, your wisdom on the court, to how you handle clutch situations. So where in your college experience do you actually feel like a first-year guy?
I feel like inside I feel like a freshman because this is lost, but I play so hard it may cover it up. Because, like I said, I'm used to in Compton Magic High School, is like get the ball and get out the way. It wasn't a lot of moving around, cutting, circling, setting screens here, running through. So, and then especially at the beginning, because I wasn't playing a lot. So it was like, you feel what I mean? You're used to being the man and everything being ran through you and stuff. But I learned Cronin just likes people that just go out there and play like balls to the walls. Like, so I just try to cover it up. If I make a mistake, I'm trying to get a steal, a block, a deflection, something to like erase it. So I feel like playing hard just covers up your age really well.
Along those same lines, you're the only new guy in your class to join the team. Of course, Matt comes in December. So
maybe that helps being two of the new guys, but how challenging has it been to kind of get acclimated to just being at college, especially given the situation and the pandemic, I imagine, doesn't allow you guys to socialize off the court like you might normally be able to?
Well, yes and no, because I'm from Southern California and Corona is like 45, 50 minutes away. So all my teammates will tell you I'm at like my parents' house 3-4 times. Like, I'm at home. Like, I'm with my family most of the time. Because like I said, I know my family, like my parents work for themselves. So they work from home. My sister's at home. My brother's at home. So no coronavirus. Nobody's really leaving like that. And then I don't have to sit in my apartment because like I said, like you said, we don't really want to socialize and risk catching anything out here. So I don't feel like I'm in college. It feels like I'm just like playing. It's like an AAU team almost. I come out here to play and then I go home.
We're joined by Jalen Clark of the UCLA basketball team on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. On that topic of your AAU team, Compton Magic has been such a producer of UCLA talent. Your teammate Johnny Juzang was on the AA squad with the Compton Magic alongside you. What are skills that you take from your experiences working with that program that you haven't found anywhere else and have been so instrumental to your repertoire and your skill set on the court today and what we're seeing at UCLA?
I feel like there is where I really became like a prolific type of defender. Because my year I was there, that's two top five drafts. Evan's going to be a top five. So you got Big O who went top five, Evan, Johnny, Jared who just had 26, Isaiah. So we were loaded that year. And I was a younger kid that got pulled. I didn't even want to get pulled up. It was funny, you guys. I thought I was staying on 16. She said, you're crazy. So my only way to play was picking people up 94 feet and just stay in front of them. So then eventually you do it enough times, you get good at it. And then I started to like it because I was getting offers off of just, I'm like, if I just keep him from scoring, you're going to offer me? Oh, okay. And then I just ran out there and got really good at it over time. But they teach you how to take care of the community also. Like my biggest dream if I ever was to make it would be able to go back to Riverside and build up the facility I start playing in and go back. Like, that's what I really want to do it for. And they show you, like, because I'm really close with Tope. Me and Tope live in the same city. Like, we're ripped. So I'm always going to give back. So when you're going back and feeding the homeless people, you're actually there or you're giving toys to the little kids that you know don't got anything. And it's like, wow, you see all these people get this money and blow it on dumb stuff when I can go give back and, like, leave a statement in my city, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, props to you, man. That's awesome. You maybe answer my question there a little bit, but with the way the NBA game is playing now and you've got so many threes, such an influx of offense, it's difficult to find guys like you who prioritize defense and take pride on the defensive end. So was that with the Compton Magic kind of where that started for you, becoming this defensive stalwart?
Yeah, if you guys are familiar with Coach Spoon, Spoon is the person that really like flipped because he used to think I was soft, I was a pretty boy, I was the average Cali kid. So I remember me and Spoon was playing one-on-one in New York and like the video is crazy. Me and him are diving on, like we're on a cement floor right after him. We're diving on the loose balls. Like it was crazy. And he was like, you just need to go out there and go do that on the floor now. Cause I know you have it in you. And then like, it just started from there.
What's the most satisfying action for you on the court? Is it picking somebody up 94 feet and stopping that guy from scoring? Is it running down a loose ball and you're jumping and falling out of bounds and you throw it off against an opponent and so you keep the possession towards your team? Is it throwing down a nasty dunk? Is it nailing a three-pointer? What to you gives you the most natural high on the court? One specific action you do on the court?
It's just cool. Like when I used to like guarding like top recruited players and they finished the game 4.6 points. It's like, he ain't that good. Like, you know what I mean? So that's the best feeling to me.
It's probably the nature of being a freshman, but you've seen kind of some swings in your playing time, like against Washington State, you play 22 minutes. A week later against Arizona, you get in for three. I think it was a little more consistent for you this past weekend. How have you kind of handled those swings in playing time, and how challenging has that been for you?
It's just like a sign to go get better, if you know what I mean. Like, that's all I've taken it as. You can ask them, like, I've been the last one here all the time. The janitors will come in here and see me shooting around after practice. I'll stay so long. And the reality is, if I was able to produce, I feel like offensively at a high enough rate, I could be one of the people who won't take off the court, especially as the year goes on. Right now, everybody knows I need to get a consistent jump shot. I mean, the only answer to that is work. So you can't get upset when somebody doesn't play because there's a reason you're not getting played. You feel what I mean? So
Jalen Clark joining us. The last question on my end, Jalen, is how could they ever take you out? By the way, you played defense against Eric Stevenson in that game against Washington, the way in which you made that free throw at home against Arizona State. There are so many different instances of this. This is why they want you in the ball game at the end of the game. But I want to hear about your interest in this YouTube channel you're doing and how you want this to be part of your brand and what you're trying to convey from a creative standpoint.
It's always been like a passion of mine, but I just know when I looked at you, all these basketball players, I was like, none of them have really played at a high level. They all show like the life of a D3 player, life of a D2 player. I don't see nothing on someone like where I wanted to go. So I was like, maybe this is a way I can go ahead and show kids, okay, hey, this is what we do, da, da, da. And then like Mac told me he was watching my videos while he was in quarantine. So I'm like, that may persuade somebody to go here if they see how we live, how we eat, how we do stuff. So, and then it's just cool to be able to build a following and have a positive impact on those people. Like right now I can't do giveaways like that because I'm in college, but I want to just be able to like give back to people who support what I do with the UCLA brand, like just everything.
How much would you say you have grown through this first year here as we're nearing the end of conference play?
As a player or a person?
I guess both. I'd like to hear both, yeah.
Tremendous. As a person, this year like really woke me up because my biggest growth year is when I left Centennial and went to Etowanda. Because when I got to Etowanda, it was like nothing's promised. Like, Clegg didn't care. He wasn't playing me, whatever, at the beginning. And then you get here, it's like you can't, as a player, you can't bully your way anymore. You got to go work. You got to go get skillful. You can't just... you got to grow up pretty much. The stuff I was doing works when you're in high school and stuff, but you got to get better at the end of the day. And as a person, it taught me nothing's promised. You got to take life a day at a time. Seeing different situations with the team, especially COVID, you could be gone in an instant. So like, you got to play every game like it's your last. When I wasn't playing, it just showed me that you got to have other things. Basketball can't be your only life. Like, you go to school, you got to focus on your grades, you got to do stuff, because if you look at it, reality, only 1% really make it to the league. And out of that 1%, how many actually stick in the league, if you get what I'm saying? You can't live off of your first NBA check, even if you are a first rounder. So it just made me appreciate all the other aspects of life other than basketball.
And if I'm being completely honest, I think there are a fraction of NBA players who don't have that attention to detail, mental edge that you have, Jalen, in which I think is going to bode very well for your future. Jalen, thank you so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. Really appreciate your time.
Y'all have a nice day.
That is Jalen Clark, UCLA freshman. And Nick, when I listen to him talk, when I listen to him play on the court, he's like a prodigy to me. He, like an old soul, somebody who has lived a lot longer than their age and is just a freshman. The guy has the wit and just the creativity from a YouTube standpoint to thinking about others, a philanthropic vision as well. I'm just a huge fan of this guy.
Yeah, I really enjoyed our conversation with him. And from a basketball point of view, you love that he understands that what he was able to do at the previous level, at the prep level, takeover games, he knows that that is not the same thing that's going to work at the college level. Oftentimes it takes guys a year or two to understand that, but he comes in, he understands it right away, and that's why he's already having success here in his first year.
I love how he takes so much satisfaction from stopping a top scorer and holding him to below his average. All right, coming up next, our conversation with a pair of UCLA men's volleyball players as we check in with them and their spring season. Cole Kaczynski and Adam Parks. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
And now we welcome in two big-timers on the UCLA men's volleyball team, Adam Parks and Cole Kaczynski. Adam and Cole are with us, and you guys, when you look back at these last 12 months, how have they tested you in unforeseen ways from a perspective of being a men's volleyball player to being a student at a prestigious institution like UCLA, and then just being an overall human being and dealing with everything that's taken place? Cole, do you want to go first? Yeah, Cole and then Adam.
It's been interesting. It's been very new. Definitely for everyone, it's very new. There's times when it's super stressful. There's times when it's been super nice because nothing to do, no sort of things we have to do, specifically like when we're out of practice, stuff like that. But it's kind of just been a lot of time for me, I guess, where I just get to figure stuff out. Like I was able to get time to work on volleyball in the off season and all these different things. So it's been unique. I think it's been productive, but yeah, it's been tough too.
Yeah, I also think we've had like more of an adaptive mindset. And a big thing our coach has said is control the controllables. And there are a lot of uncontrollables that are thrown our way right now. So it's kind of, we're constantly adapting, you know, whatever comes our way, we're going to have to, a lot of schools, a lot of teams are going to have to go through the same thing. So we're all going through the same thing. And our social life has kind of been set back a little bit. So we have more focus on school, more focus on workouts and volleyball. So I feel like that's helped us a lot as well.
Adam, I'll direct this to you since you've been around a few years. The schedule is completely different for you guys this year, an all-conference schedule. You're playing everyone 3 to 4 teams. Sometimes you're getting that in the span of a week. It's almost like you're having a playoff series in a way. So what kind of effect do you think that's had on matches?
I mean, our bodies are definitely taking a toll. It's a lot more demanding. So our schedule's been pretty brutal this year, but at the same time, it's nothing like we haven't had in the past. You know, we're working out every day regardless. But yeah, I think it's actually helped us also that we're getting to play these teams quick off the bat. And we're also getting a lot, like 3 or 4 games against the same team. We get a game plan a little bit better against them. We get more experience playing against them. So we're more prepared definitely going into these matches.
I'm going to throw both of you this question. Who on the team, Cole and Adam, give the most comedic relief to the squad around practice, having fun, keeping guys loose and energized during practices and also obviously matches?
Let me ask you that question. Do you know who that is?
I have a feeling that person might be in this interview.
Oh, surprisingly, no.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly, no. No, it's definitely Cole Pender.
Yeah.
Our libero, he brings a lot of energy. He brings a lot of competitiveness. He's the clown on the team. Everyone loves him. Coaches crack up all practices. He's just the clown on the team. He brings us that good energy.
Yeah.
Cole, as a whole, UCLA has done a really good job handling the pandemic, but you guys are one of the teams that's had to deal with COVID issues. How have you guys been able to handle that and still have a pretty good season so far to this point?
I think we've handled it really well, actually. We've had some like surprises, like having to wear masks during game. That was a surprise, and no one was sort of like, we were thinking about it, but we weren't fully ready for it. So being able to adjust to that, like, it honestly just takes time. We've been practicing since October, so it's been really nice that we've had the opportunity to sort of adjust to all these changes with the pandemic. So I think a lot of guys are kind of getting used to it now. Like, we're getting in a groove and sort of, it seems like regular life. Like, I don't know what it would be like if we didn't have all these protocols.
Final question on my end. When you are, as a team, in that groove, where do you feel like this team can reach? How far can this team go when you think about, and I know it's all about keeping one match in front of you and not going too far into the future, but when this team is really, really grooving, where do you think they stand amongst all the other teams that are competing at D1 men's volleyball?
Well, look at this guy. So he's a sophomore and he's already killing it. We have Merrick, we have Alex, and we have a lot of young guys on our team, Alex Knight, a lot of young guys. And we got Ethan Champlin starting now. He's a freshman. So I think that with such a young team, there's just so much room to grow. I think that we're increasing our volleyball practices like pretty heavily, and we're working on some like pretty specific details. And because of that, I think we're being able to like definitely progress at a pretty rapid pace.
Yeah.
And I think that having these young guys has definitely helped with that fast-paced movement.
Yeah. And for this season, like, we've always been talking, it's always been nationals. Like, that's our goal. Like, that's what we're working towards. That's what we're practicing for. And so I think everyone on our team can see us like going for it all. And that's sort of been our goal and our mindset the whole season.
Cole, you come from a volleyball family. Your dad was a Canadian Olympian. Your brothers play as well. How heated was it? Did things get growing up in the house sometimes? There's a lot of tall human beings, I bet.
A lot of tall people. It gets heated, but I feel like we've been relatively good with keeping it like not too competitive. Like, me and my older brother definitely go at it. Me and my younger brother go at it. But with volleyball, we've always been on sort of the same teams. So we've never really had to like go against each other. So that's been kind of nice to help sort of level and keep everyone calm. But last year we played my brothers in Canada, and then it got a little heated. So I'm hoping I'll get some more chances like that to go after them.
Is there trash talk across the net at that point?
There's trash talk before, there's trash talk after. If there's room in between like points and stuff like that, there's a little bit of trash talk. But nothing too serious. We try to keep it light, but yeah. No, it's always fun to play with them and play against them.
And it's always fun to have you guys on the Bruin Insider Show. Cole Kuchinski and Adam Sparks, thank you so much with men's volleyball for coming on the program. You guys are funny. You guys are talented. And we look forward to watching your team continue to have that success. Thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Gosh, how can you not love that personality? Well, the UCLA men's basketball team, if they have in their upcoming game against the Trojans the kind of outcome that UCLA women's basketball recently had against USC, you're going to be loving life. We'll discuss more about the UCLA women and their prospects moving forward on the basketball realm. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like donating supplies to teachers for remote learning and helping give back to frontline workers across Southern California. Since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've also been helping people affected by the pandemic pay their rent and bills and help get a fruit cart business off the ground. They even helped one local resident show her appreciation to her mom on her birthday with a socially distant talent show. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
While the UCLA men's basketball team still has some regular season games in their future, the women's squad, they're looking to the postseason and the conference tournament coming up for them very soon. Nick, UCLA is coming off a 93-51 win against USC in women's hoops. And Corey Close is loving the direction of her program, especially at this time of the season.
Yeah, always love a big blowout win against USC. And so the Bruins are the number three overall seed in the tournament behind Stanford and Arizona. They're going to get play going on Thursday night. They're going to take on either Colorado or Washington in the quarterfinals. Colorado did beat Stanford on their home floor in overtime, also had a nice road win at Washington State. But UCLA and Colorado have never played this season. Both meetings were wiped out because of COVID. A Bruin win there, seeding holds. You're looking at the rematch with Arizona, who narrowly beat the Bruins in Tucson back in December. And then that sets up a game against Stanford potentially in the final should the Bruins get there. The team split this season. Stanford has gone on a tear since the Bruins beat them back at the end of January, winning 11 in a row. Two quick keys to keep an eye on for the Bruins in this tournament. Three-point shooting, they're the second-best team in the conference, and also rebounding, especially on the offensive glass. If the Bruins are doing good in those departments, they're probably doing well overall.
Bruin men basketball also doing well as they are right now in the lead in the Pac-12 standings. It was funny, USC posted a standings and they were in front a couple weeks ago and they didn't even say UCLA. They said that other team in LA, and ever since then the Trojans have struggled. For the great Nick Cope, Tracy Murray, I'm Brian Fenley, Gabe Genovese, UCLA Communications, Paul Engel, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Artzel, the rest of the crew. We'll catch you back here Wednesday, 7 p.m. for next week's show.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.